She gone fishing all the time. He be gone fishing too.
All right, it's time for a little fishing report. Leaf is in. How you doing, Leaf?
Oh, not too shabby. How you doing, Dip?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm curious, though. I mean, conditions being so hazy and smoky and all.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking just before we went on the air. It's not all bad when we're talking about haze because it kind of shields the river from some of the sun.
Yeah, you know, it does. It really does a good job of cooling things down. It definitely takes a little bit longer to warm up in the morning. Mm-hmm. So unlike most years, in the second week of August, I am wearing my waders in the morning. And, you know, usually I have to peel those off about 10 o'clock and just going with my wading boots and some booties after that. But and wet wading. But yeah, definitely a little chilly in the morning. Yeah. Wearing a sweatshirt sometimes.
And it has cooled off. I mean, I know we're going into a warming trend again, but mm-hmm. it's been cool in the last few evenings, which, again,
yeah.
bodes well for stream temperature.
Yeah, you know, we really haven't hit that just really yucky warm temp that you would see in these last few years when we didn't have the smoke filtering, making a haze mm-hmm. and filtering the light. I had a chance to fish the lower section between Burma and Burma, which as we are kind of sitting on the closure point of that all, right now,
yeah.
it's going to be too late for people to do that. But it was nice to see that it was cooler down there in the lower Methow area stretch of the Methow River.
I noticed the same thing. I was a little south of town, and about this time of year, as far as my recollection goes, there was a lot more algae down there this time last year, and it seemed to be running fairly clear.
Yeah, you know, we got into just a ton of juvenile steelhead, probably like 30 of them or something, but still managed to find a few good cutthroat down there. So that was nice. Not getting used to not really seeing them as much down there. Did see that disgusting pike minnow, though, a couple times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, fish moving up out of the Columbia there because of the warmer water that we do have.
Oh.
And I've started to see those as far upriver as Carlton, sometimes midsummer now.
So what is their life cycle? Do they leave again, or do you think they're starting to invade?
I believe that they probably just push up in the summertime as the water gets warm, probably a little bit too cold with the anchor ice and frazzle ice that we have through the winter. It's not really their style. Mm-hmm. But if you looked at a river like the Wenatchee, they have pretty much replaced any trout that you would have had in that thing. And I got to imagine that would have been a big, beautiful, amazing trout stream back in the day.
Yeah.
Before this whole global warming thing that you may or may not want to buy into.
Yeah, and dams and all.
Yeah, dams are a huge factor.
Yeah.
Huge factor.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, you know, what has made them proliferate. They were basically a native species to that, I think, the main stem of the Columbia, if I've heard right. But they've just been able to proliferate because we've made these giant reservoirs out of them, and they've kind of filled that ecological niche a little bit better than they would have in the other case, and just their population explosion, which is tough because we're trying to get these juvenile salmonid out of these systems into the ocean where they can grow, and that is definitely one of the bigger mouths open and gobbling them as they head downstream.
Makes you wonder if your kids and my grandkids will be on the radio talking about the salmonids will be a thing of the past, and they'll be talking about
the pike minnow report.
Hey,
oh gosh, I don't know. Let us hope not.
Anyway,
yeah.
You have any other experiences or anything else to relate about rivers?
You know, it's just been fishing really good. It's down. It's lower. It's definitely lower. It's getting to the end of the real boating season, unless you're just in the smaller boats like your pontoon boats and stuff and kayaks and everything. But fishing really good because those temps have remained very, very stable, and just been enjoying been having some incredible morning dun hatches. And also one of my favorite bugs recently has actually been a yellow jacket. I've been noticing because it's been so hot and dry, they'll come down for a drink about 9 o'clock in the morning and about 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the evening. And they're just easy targets, and the fish seem to hit them really fast. So I've been tying up these cool little foam yellow jackets, and I like to do a little dropper with the pale morning dun in the morning. And that is just a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And, you know, it's just that time of the year. It's my favorite time of the year, really, for the big chunky foam and the way that I like to work them. And it's just sort of it's a way that really makes the fish want to explode to the maximum ability. And, you know, I guess you'd have to maybe book a trip if you want to figure out how to do
well,
it.
That
because
be,
I get paid to do the wild thing, as they say.
I would say we could tell them how to make that happen.
Yeah, you know, it's been incredible, though, because it's just a thing that I like to do with my bugs at this time of the year that will make fish, everything from whitefish to cutthroat to even a bull trout will come up for these dry flies,
mm-hmm.
if you know how to do this thing right,
mm-hmm.
and any other bigger fish that are in the river, too. So it's just this insane, never know what's going to happen yeah. way of using the bugs that you kind of ordinarily use. And right now, the bugs that you would use are, you know, like I say, those smaller ones, the duns, the sedges, and the golden stones are coming to their peak. And like I've said in the past, when that happens, I've been seeing a lot of these October caddis are starting to make their way up into the shallower water. They're going to start to pop, and it's just going to be big brown or reddish brown mm-hmm. foam bug for the rest of the season, and it's going to be just a whole lot of fun.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, if you need to stock up on any of those bugs or any of the gear to get yourself into that cooler part of the season, perhaps some neoprene booties or new waders, definitely check out North 40. Those folks over there at the North 40 Fly Shop can get you hooked up over there in OMAC. If you need to check it out, try it on, you can do it there. Or if you just want to order online, they can drop it to your doorstep,
mm-hmm.
Like tomorrow at north40flyshop.com. And if you want to get some more fishing tips or would like to book a trip to learn how to shake your moneymaker, just give me a call at 509-429-7298. Look me up on the old interwebs for the blogger podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. Or you can drop me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. Keep that respirator on, take care of one another, be fire safe, fire wise, and get that fish right on, baby.